private and confidential. What does private and confidential mean? Asked Laura. There's a letter here for Mom, and it's written on the envelope in big black letters. Joe was opening his newsletter from the local football club. It means that no one else is allowed to read it except Mom, he said. It's not fair, said Laura. Why doesn't anyone ever write to me? The next day at school, Mr. Joshi made an announcement. I've had a letter from a teacher in Australia, he said. If any of you would like an Australian pen friend, come and see me. Laura was really excited. She hurried up to Mr. Joshi's classroom. Can I have a girl who likes swimming, gerbils, and watching television? She said. I'm sorry, Laura, said Mr. Joshi. All the children are boys. You can have Steve, Paul, Darren, Malcolm, or Luke. Laura was a bit disappointed. Never mind, she said. I'll have Malcolm. That night, Laura sat down to write her first letter to Malcolm. It was hard to know what to say. Just tell him about yourself and ask him to write back. That's enough to start with, said Dad. So that's what she did.
Dear Malcolm, I got your address from a teacher at my school. I'm 10 years old and go to Holly Ridge School. I like swimming and watching television and talking to my friends. Sometimes I got into trouble because I talk in class and in assembly, and other times I'm not supposed to. I would really like a letter from you. Please send me a photo if you can. What is it like living in Australia? From Laura O'Brien.
Laura waited for the post every day, and it was not long before an airmail letter arrived for her, all the way from Australia.
Dear Laura, it was great to get your letter. I like swimming too, and there's a big pool right near where I live, so I go there with my friends after school most afternoons in summer. It's too cold for swimming at the moment because it is winter here while you have summer, but I guess you knew that already. I've got a sister, Hannah, who is 16, and a brother, Sam, who is 9. My cat is called Mulberry, but I can't remember how old she is. I'm sending a photo. It was taken at the pool last summer, but I've grown about 10 centimeters since then. Write back soon. From Malcolm.
Laura really liked the letter, and she really liked the photo. She took them into school and got told off for passing them around in assembly. That evening, she wrote a long letter to Malcolm and sent him a photo, even though he hadn't actually asked for one. At the end of the letter, she wrote, "Write back soon." She posted it on her way to school the next morning. Laura waited and waited for a reply from Malcolm, and after 3 weeks, she still hadn't heard from him. It was really disappointing.
Perhaps he didn't like your photo, said Joe.
At last, there was a letter, but it wasn't from Malcolm.
Dear Laura, I'm Malcolm's sister, and I'm writing to you because I think you might be waiting for a letter from him. He's had to go into hospital for an eye operation. He has very poor sight. In fact, he can hardly see at all, and he never will be able to. He goes to the same school as the rest of us, but he types most of his work, and his lesson books are in Braille. I read your letters to him, and I described your photo. He thought you sounded really nice, and he's shown the photo to all his friends. He should be out of hospital next week, and I'm sure he'll write to you then. Love from Hannah.
What's up, Laura? Asked Dad as he came into the hall.
It's Malcolm, said Laura. He's nearly blind. He's gone into hospital for an operation, but it isn't going to make him see any better. I can't believe it. Why didn't he tell me?
Perhaps he didn't think it was the most important thing about him, said Dad. Maybe he wanted to talk about swimming and his family and the cat instead. He was probably going to tell you when you knew each other a bit better. Does it really make that much difference? Laura got out the photo of Malcolm. He looked so fit and happy in the picture, it was hard to imagine him being ill in hospital. Then she had an idea. She would send him a get well card, and she would do it in Braille. Karen at school had an auntie who was blind. She would probably help if she was not too busy with her baby. After school the next day, Laura went with Karen to visit her auntie. Karen's auntie had a brailing machine, which was a bit like a typewriter, but with fewer keys. She gave Laura a braille alphabet card and showed her how to press the keys so that they made raised dots. Then she put Laura's card in the brailler and Laura brailed her message. Get well soon. Love from Laura. Ten days later, a letter arrived. But it wasn't a pale blue airmail envelope this time. It was a cardboard tube with a special address label on the outside. Inside the tube was a letter in Braille. Laura sat down on the stairs with her alphabet card to find out what it said.
What does your letter say?
Asked Joe, peering over Laura's shoulder.
I'm not telling you, said Laura. From now on, my letters from Malcolm are private and confidential.